I'm going to take a little time before I start this message. Elder Dave said go ahead and speak about it this morning since it has to deal with death. Friend of mine lost his last surviving family member this morning, his granny that raised him. So, that being said, give me a couple of minutes and I'll get started. Yahshua's death, burial, and resurrection. I'm going to speak first. There's not much in scriptures while Yahshua was young. First time he was mentioned as he got older was at the age of 12 when him and his family toured up to Jerusalem for Passover. And they started home after Passover was over and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And they got to missing him. And they searched and finally returned to Jerusalem only to find him at age 12 teaching in the tabernacle. This is elders and everyone else connected with the tabernacle sitting there listening to him and asking him questions. How did he know all of this? Father's word was already in him. After that, nothing else is really said about him. So, guesstimating, he grew up, became a carpenter along with his stepdad and helped him up until he turned about age 30 when he started journeying around Israel, spreading his father's word, and started choosing disciples as he went along. Most of them were fishermen, and some of them had other occupations, but he wound up with 12. And they attended him as he walked around, spreading the word of his father. Figure at the time he was around 30 years old. Reading out of Luke 3, y'all don't have to follow me because I'm going to be bouncing around. Luke 3, 21, 38. I guess I'd bounce a little easier if I put my glasses on. Now then, all the people were baptized. It came to pass that Yahshua also being baptized and praying to heaven was open. And a Holy Spirit descended onto his body, shaped like a dove, upon him, and voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." And Yeshua himself began to be about 30 years of age. As was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. And that's going into his genealogy, which we know it. And I can hear me. Upon this time, when Yahshua was baptized by John the Baptist, and the dove came down on him, that was the time at which Yahweh's word became flesh. As Yahshua journeyed around Israel, teaching his father's word and healing the sick, he already got that, for they had a purpose, learning and growing in his father's word. Soon they began to have enough faith to be able to heal the sick and cripple, spending day and night listening and learning to all they needed to know to be able to continue to carry the Father's word out into the world. learning not only his word, but also understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. If they didn't understand anything, he would speak a parable which would help them to understand and gain more knowledge of the word. That is enough. I'm ahead of myself again. Behind Yahshua's death, which is continuation from his birth, because I couldn't just start with the message starting with he was born, raised, and died, which would basically about what it'd be. Judas had been with Yahshua long enough to have knowledge of Yahshua, all Yahshua had said during their travels around Israel, teaching and healing. He had also been there when others were remarking about the temple, how great and beautiful it was, and how long it had been under construction. When Yahshua said, "I could destroy and build it back in 3 days." What temple was he talking about? He could rebuild it back in 3 days. His. Talking about his temple. But nowadays, since there is no more temple, our bodies are the temples of Yahweh. Be faithful in the word, and Yahweh will dwell in your heart and lead you to life eternal. Now Judas knew that the Pharisees, priests, elders, scribes were trying to figure out how to take Yeshua without the people rebelling against them. And the Passover feast and feast of unleavened bread was nigh. 25:42, Matthew 25:26. For I was hungered, and he gave me no meat. Wait a minute. 25, yeah. Oh, okay. For I was hungered, and he gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not, and naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, in prison, and you visited me not. These were things that Yahshua was imparting on his disciples just before he let them know what was going on. Then shall they also answer him, saying, "Master, when saw we you a hungered, a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto you?" Then shall they answer them, say, "Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to the one of the least of these, you did not to me." And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal. These And it came to pass, when Yahshua had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, "You know that after 2 days is the feast of Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be impaled." I forgot. Baptism. Go back to
explain the other.
This is Yeshua as a child teaching in the temple, which I forgot all about these. This is his baptism by John the Baptist when the dove came down from heaven. This is where we're at now, the meal that they're having. You know that after 2 days, then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people in the palace of high priest who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Yeshua by subtlety and kill him. Mark 40:14-2. Like I say, there's a lot of these, and I'm just going back and forth. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. Speaking that they knew that they could not take him in public because the people would be in an uproar, and then they would be in serious trouble from the people. Matthew 26:10-13. When Yeshua understood it, he said unto them, why trouble you the woman, for she has wrought a good work upon me. This is talking about the woman that brought the alabaster box in full of oil and poured over him and his disciples were making remarks that she could have sold that instead of wasting it on him. And he told them, verily I say unto you, whosoever has good news shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman has done, be told of a memorial for her. Deuteronomy 15:11. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide unto your brother and your poor and your needy in your land. Back to Matthew 26:14-16. And as they were eating, Yeshua took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And these are unleavened biscuits. They're not the flatbread. Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink you all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. Already mentioned the supper gathering and upstairs room, so now moving on to Mount of Olives and Gethsemane and Yeshua's arrest, where Judas brings the multitude with swords. Matthew 26:45-50. Then come he to his disciples and said unto them, sleep on now. These are the three that he chose out of the group to go with him into Gethsemane while he prayed. and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand. Did I miss something? Yeah. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then come he to his disciples and said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed unto the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that does betray me. And while he yet spoke, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Yeshua and said, hail, Master, and kissed him. And Yeshua said unto him, friend, wherefore art thou come? When then came they and laid hands on Yeshua and took him away. That sounds familiar. He will kiss him. That sounds like the old saying I used to hear years ago, kiss of death. I wonder if that come up from that. Going on to Matthew 26, 56, 75. Don't you? But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Boy, aren't you kind of glad right now you're not written in a prophecy? Especially when they start coming true. And they had laid hold on Yeshua, led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace and went and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Yeshua to put him to death, but found none. Yes, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses and said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of Yahweh and build it in 3 days. And the high priest arose and said unto him, answer you nothing? What is it which these witnesses against you? But Yeshua held his peace. 27, 1 through 66. That's a lot, but I'll see if I can get through it. When the morning was come, all the chief priests, elders, people of the people took counsel against Yeshua to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he had condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See you to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the pieces, silver pieces, and said, it is not lawful to put them into the treasury because it's the price of blood. So they took the price of blood and bought a piece of land, which was also known after that time, Field of Blood, and still known as Field of Blood today. Then was fulfilled and spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as Yahweh appointed me. And Yeshua stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou King of the Jews? And Yeshua asked unto him, You sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest you not how many things they witness against you? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at this feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they said were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Yeshua, which is called Messiah? For he knew that for envy they would deliver him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife said unto him, saying, Have you nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. The governor, and I'll be skipping a few verses going along if you're watching, listening and following. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain you will that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, What shall I do then with Yeshua, which is called Messiah? They all said unto him, Let him be impaled. And the governor said, Why? What evil has he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be impaled. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe, which isn't showing right now except for the blood. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, see one on there? Okay, we'll pretend there's a crown of thorns there. They put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. After that, they had all mocked him. They took the robe off him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to impale him. And that, as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by the name, him they compelled to bear his stake. And when they were come into a place called Golgotha, this is to say a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, impaled, mingled with gall, and when they had tasted, therefore he would not drink. And they impaled him and parted his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted his garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head an accusation written, This is Yeshua, King of the Jews. What did I do? Turn it off? I had my finger on the arrow, but there it is. Then there were two thieves impaled, and they that passed by reviled him, and saying, You shall destroy the temple, build it in 3 days. Save yourself if you be the son of Yahweh. Likewise, also the chief priest, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others. himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the tree, and we will believe him. We all know that he could not come down. He died impaled. And with the timing of almost being sundown, they knew that they had to get him off of the tree so they could prepare him and put him in the grave before Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread started. Where I'm at. It's preparation day. Matthew 27:57-62. That's all right. 15:42. What do I got there? I got ahead of myself. Luke 2:41-52. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was... Wait a minute. 41. Okay. Chapter 2, not 7:2. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover, and when they were 12, how in the world? Well, I told you, I really got it backwards this time. Okay. No, I'm not. I flipped the page I was on back to the front page. Huh? I think that's Luke, Luke 23:54. Huh? Is that it? And that day was the preparation, and Sabbath day drew on. Joseph of, excuse me if I don't say it right, Arimathea, approached Pilate and begged for the body of Yeshua, that it may be cleaned and prepared for burial before sundown. Of course, he had to explain a little more about it, but Pontius Pilate agreed. After he asked the centurions if Yeshua had actually died, and the centurion said yes, he was dead. So they went out, broke the legs of the two thieves, and helped get Yeshua down off the tree. Joseph of Arimathea had bought clean linen to wrap Yeshua's body in, and he and another man with him carried Yeshua's body to the tomb. Well, it was until they put him in there. And being the preparation for Passover in the sixth hour, John 19:14. I'm sorry, everybody, my mind's not on this. And it Also preparation of the Passover and about the sixth hour. And the, he says unto the Jews, behold your king. Matthew 27, 63 to 66. Saying, sir, we remember that deceiver said while he was yet alive, and after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead, so the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, you have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. He is risen. Matthew 28, 1 through 6. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began at dawn toward the first day of the week, same came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of Yahweh descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not, you, for I know that you seek Yeshua, which is was impaled. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the master lay. And Mark 16, 1 through 7. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salomon, had brought sweet spices, but they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they took look, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white raiment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. You seek Yeshua of Nazareth, which was impaled. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where he laid. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goes before you into Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you. Luke 24, 1 through 7 says, this is three witnesses. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in, and found not the body of the master Yeshua. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them, and shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek you the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be impaled, and the third day rise again. Fourth witness, John 21 and 25. Chapter 20, verse 1 and 25. Chapter 20, verse 1. The first day of the week comes Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and sees the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and come and told Simon Peter, and lo, the other disciples whom Yeshua loved, and said unto them, they have taken away the Master out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Actually, I read 1 and 2. Go to 25. The other disciples, before they said unto him, we have seen the Master. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Some of the words that we have heard in one form or another in Yeshua's death, burial, and resurrection, there has been at least two witnesses, some instances three witnesses, and in his resurrection, there's four witnesses, plus the women that went to take care of his body in preparation for his burial. And I'm going to end this with a song. I knew it. But I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to read it. I heard this song. Done by an Italian tenor. In fact, it's on my computer. I listen to them every Sabbath, and this is one of 100-something songs I got on there. And it fit today. Well, it fit the next week, today through next weekend. The moon and stars, they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the stake, his blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him. One final breath he gave as heaven looked away. The Son of Yah was laid in darkness, a battle in the grave. The war on death was waged, the power of hell forever broken. The ground began to shake. The stone was rolled away. His perfect love could not be overcome. Excuse me. His death, where? Now, death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has rendered you defeated. Forever he is glorified. Forever he is lifted high. Forever he is risen. He is alive. Hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. And that's all I got. Oh, I did want to mention one more thing. Who remembers in scriptures who said, Mael, Mael, first? King David, verse 1 of Psalms 22, verse 1, Mael, Mael.